Welcome to King Talk Radio, where we serve you all of the juicy gossip. Fashion tricks?
We got them.
Beauty tips?
We have them.
Entrepreneurship?
You bet.
Everything that you always wanted to know, right here on King Talk Radio.
So make sure you grab a snack.
I'm your host, Adonis King.
Entrepreneur and fashion designer to the stars.
Good morning, good afternoon. We are excited today because we have a special guest. Michael is sick right now, which is crazy.
Go figure.
That's not like him.
when you're traveling, you know, you got to wear those masks in the airports. You just have to.
It's crazy because you rarely get sick.
Emergency, not a plug, I promise, but emergency and orange juice are like your best friends in the whole entire world. Well, we've all been following Kim K's story about her London robbery while she was there. It was played out that it actually was an inside job. Did you know that?
Wow, that is super crazy.
Isn't it? It actually was someone had been watching her for the longest time, and they actually planned it all out. They had like figured out, gotten in contact with a couple of her people that she's got in the inside, and they actually played it all the way out. It was quite interesting to hear.
Would you say it's like a management decision or like someone that's on her team that set this up?
It wasn't disclosed because, you know, they aren't going to go and say, hey, look, she did this and da-da-da-da-da, because you're not going to point fingers at the other. But it was said that it was part of someone of her team. So we won't go into further details for our own security reasons.
Yeah, that's really crazy to hear because I think they're filming, what is it, season 16 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yes, they are.
They just renewed it.
They actually were picked up again, which is good for us reality TV people. We love our reality TV.
A lot of the shows are wrapping up right now. So it's like that door is open for like certain reality shows.
Right. Well, with the seasons kind of renewing and old things coming back and new things going away, we'll definitely see what gets renewed and what doesn't get renewed. I know that Orange County Housewives are coming back.
Oh, wow.
I know that the Kardashians are coming back. They'll be back in the fall for their new season. Something else that not many people watch, but the Chrisleys, Keeping Up with the Chrisleys. We love them.
I love that show.
We're hoping that they get renewed, but after the accident with the second youngest daughter, he has two, one the oldest and then the youngest, with the accident that happened to her, we'll see if they get renewed too. So
I really love like their whole show because it's drama there, but it's not so much of chaos. It's more like family with the Kardashians, kind of like the lifestyle, the whole shebang, like their whole empire. But with the Chrisleys, it's kind of different because you get to see that family together a lot and not split up so many different ways.
Right, right, right. No, I totally agree. But anyways, our super secret special guest on the line.
Yes, we're so excited. James Sema is a speaker, author, and relationship expert. He has been featured on countless media outlets like Bravo, The Huffington Post, and Fox News Magazine, just to name a few. James, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
No problem. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm just sort of recovering from a late night and just hitting the next day running, you know? Late nights, early mornings.
It's the nightlife. It's really about the nightlife there.
Right.
All about events, anything I can go to, I'm always there. So I'm
always around. Well, you're definitely in the right area for that. Definitely a lot of events going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So I want to start off by saying that I really love your Instagram videos and YouTube videos because they actually help people with their relationships, which is awesome. And it's not a lot of people out there that, you know, will take the time out to make those videos and, you know, answer some of the questions that people have at home. How did you come about that? You know, the whole idea and concept.
So it's a good question. This it was literally just a total random fluke that happened a few years ago. I was always trying to be, you know, inspirational and motivational on social media, but you know, you can only reach a certain amount of people. Like back, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe I didn't have a fan page on Facebook. I wasn't really active on Twitter or Instagram. So you could reach your 5,000 friends on Facebook, and that was it. So I was like, I want to reach some more people, so I started a blog. And I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know it could turn into anything big. I was just like, I'm just going to start writing my ideas down. Mm-hmm. And about 3 months after I started writing, I had an article that went totally viral. It was read by over 1.5 million people in one day.
Wow.
And yeah, and after that, I said, there's something here, you know, and people like this topic. And I kept going with it. Now I've had over 37 million people read the website, you know, hundreds of thousands of video views. And I go with what people want, you know, got to go where the action is.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I got lucky. And then thankfully I was not a one hit wonder. I was worried about that for a while, but it's gone pretty well. So.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't he wasn't like a lot of the housewives. They only were on a season, and then they didn't come back.
One and done. Yeah, I did not want that to happen. So far, so good.
Well, what was the first article about? What was the one that took you viral? What made it special?
So, good question. It was called 10 Ways to Know You're Dating a True Gentleman.
Oh.
And it's been translated into a bunch of different languages. I mean, it's all over the place. And I think one of the reasons, or the reason why it was so popular and the whole concept is so popular, is that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you're into or whatever. People seem to be frustrated with relationships. Mm-hmm. Right. So for somebody to stand up and say, listen, we can be better, we can do better, and not for anything, but guys aren't usually criticizing other guys publicly. Right. Guys aren't like, hey. Right. They're like, yeah, we don't have to put in much effort. We can get what we want from women and call it a day.
Right.
So I came out of nowhere and I was like, hey, like if we want to be happy in relationships, we need to put in some more effort. And people were like, wow, I can't believe there's a guy saying this stuff. And it just went through the roof. Guys didn't always like it, you know, guys didn't like it, but women love it.
Yeah, it's like pulling a card.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
With our large fan base of women that we do have, I bet a lot of them are nodding their heads with you right now going, come on, where's my gentleman? Open the door for me, you know?
Exactly.
Put the over the pedal, you know, the shirt over the pedal and that type of stuff. It's kind of like chivalry is dying and it's kind of sad. So.
Exactly. And that's exactly, in fact, I'm not to plug, but I'm actually starting a show myself, like you guys are doing the podcast. And it's called New School Romance.
Oh, wow.
Because it's all about kind of, you know, like kind of like you said, with chivalry, but, you know, getting rid of the kind of the stuff in the past that kind of faded away and bringing back the good stuff and the effort and the romance and you know, having people have better relationships these days.
Right.
That
right.
sounds amazing. Speaking of New School Romance, what does that mean?
So when I first started, I was going on the chivalry thing and I played off of the new chivalry movement, I called it. But it's a little awkward to say, and it's kind of like the whole chivalry thing can get a negative, you know, kind of connotation to it. Mm-hmm. So New School Romance, what I'm trying to do is essentially like adapt the old school principles to the modern age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, I mean, some things are just not valid anymore. You know what I mean?
Right,
I mean, things
right.
change. So I want to acknowledge that and say, listen, I understand we're living in the 21st century, but it doesn't mean we have to give up the good stuff that works. You
right.
know, so it's kind of like pulling out the good things and bringing them to the modern era. So that's the basic concept behind it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting because like you don't see a lot of guys opening the doors, you know, for women any longer and, you know, even opening the car door, you know, mm-hmm. So it's crazy. At what point in your life did you choose to say that you wanted to help people with their relationships?
That's a good question. You know, it really started, I think, with when this article kind of blew up about 4 years ago. I figured it was a good path to go on, but more one-on-one, you know, within the last year or so, I've been doing some one-on-one coaching. You know, I do help people just kind of answer questions where I can online. But, you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. I mean, I have my opinions and I'm very open about the fact that, listen, you know, I'm just telling you what I think here. You know, I'm not a, you know, professional, whatever you need to be or whatever. So, you know, it's so I need to make sure that people understand that. And that's the thing is that it's just I'm fortunate that people like my ideas and my viewpoints. So probably, you know, within the past year, I've really gotten more into it. And now that I do it full time, it's really my sole focus.
Right. That's really cool. I'm actually really enjoying this because it's very interesting
awesome,
to see that people it's interesting to see that people still have that some people still have that sort of standpoint and they still There are still people that are finding that, you know, chivalry isn't dead. It just needs to be brought forward, moved into the modern age, moved out of, you know, the Stone Age and knights and armor right. and stuff, and maybe right. in a Dolce & Gabbana suit and just going forward.
Right.
You know,
it's like Kingsman, right? It's like the what is this? It's like the suit is the modern knight's armor or something like that. Right. Yes. So it's like, it's the same kind of concept is just having, and it doesn't have to be a suit. Just present yourself well. You know what I mean? Be right. well put together. Like, don't be an idiot. And it's pretty basic, but nobody's really talking about it, you know, right. which is interesting. Nobody in the mainstream anyway.
Right, right. Oh, yes. So with you having your opinions on relationships and whatnot, let's ask you a question about a relationship advice, at least. Mm-hmm. We have one with technology. So technology is very big in everybody's lives right now. Everybody's got an iPod, iPad, iPhone, iWatch, and they're always face forward in it. Mm-hmm. Is that healthy in a relationship to be so attached to one's accessories?
I really don't think that it's helpful to anybody, honestly. Right. I mean, it's, you know, it helps you meet people. We all connected through this medium, right? It's a great way to connect it's a great way to spark a connection, mm-hmm. but I think it should be used as kind of like a, you know, a starting point. And then we need to get back to the one-on-one real, like, human to human interaction. Right. And I think that, and I, you know, I say, I've said it in a couple of my videos. I'm like, listen, if you're out with somebody, you know, a man or a woman who doesn't make you forget about your notifications for an hour when you're with them, it's probably the wrong person. You know?
Ooh, wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, if you can't focus on that one person and you need to still be stuck to your phone, you know, like, I know if I'm on a date or whatever, and I don't even think about my phone, there's something good going on there.
Yeah. There's yeah. a connection there on a deeper level that people are missing in dating in period now. So.
And I think they're missing it in life. And I think that that's what we're looking for. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing all this, is because, I mean, I went through the whole player phase. I mean, I've gone through my, and I openly admit that, you know, but I realized that there's not that real, like, satisfaction or fulfillment that's going to come from that. So right. I think, so it's like, if that's the phase that you're in and you don't want a commitment or whatever, then, mm-hmm. you know, by all means, go nuts, have your fun.
Right.
But I think the problem is that people are looking for some sort of, like, deeper satisfaction mm-hmm. in that, with that strategy, and they're never going to find it that way.
I agree.
It's crazy because, you know, technology is like a necessity now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, back then it wasn't a necessity. Everyone didn't have an iPhone or Facebooks or anything right. like that. So it was,
you
like,
actually,
you had,
called someone on the phone.
Yeah, you had to go right, out and meet right, exactly. someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you imagine, I mean, going home and, like, I don't know, you know, you and I think I'm probably a little bit older than you guys, but I mean, you know, even just having to, like, check your, you know, your answering machine when you went home, like, who called me? You know what I mean? Like, if you're out of the house, you're disconnected. Right. And that's such a, it's a foreign concept. Like, I can't even imagine, I'm not old enough that I totally remember that, but, you know, but it's like, it's such a different world now that we're not used to it. We were never taught how to adapt to this way of interacting with each other, because right. it's still pretty new, you know?
And then even the people that are, because I still remember answering machines, and I still yeah. remember walking around and not having a pager and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's even for people of my generation as well, we are losing that, because it was still, you know, you would go meet somebody, you would talk to them, you would have full conversations with them. If you wanted to communicate further, you either wrote them or you called them or you did stuff like that. And I think people from my generation are losing that, because now we have technology. Now we have Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, all this stuff, and it's just so easy just to go, I'm just gonna send them a text, I'm not even gonna call them, I'm just right. hey, how are you doing, you know? You lose that in translation. So
right you're right. And you know, that's the funny thing, is that even towards the beginning when I was doing all this, I was like, guys should call women or call other guys, whoever you're dating, call them and ask them for a date, you know what I mean, instead of, like, texting. And then you realize nobody's even picking up the phone.
Wow. Right.
So it's like, you know, you sort of, even I obviously have to adjust as I kind of figure things out and go, well, I'm advising people to do that, but it's probably not actually going to work, you know, because so it's like, you know, certain things just probably aren't going to come back.
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody's, why are they calling me? Like, what, Did they butt dial me? Is this an emergency? Right. It's something wrong. Right. So it's like, you know, so that's the interesting thing too, is even when you try to put in certain types of effort, if people aren't receptive to it, then there's no point.
Right.
That's very true. Do you think a lot of the social media apps now, like Tinder and all of the other ones, do you think it's good, or, you know, I know it takes the human aspect out of people, but what do you think about the whole social network of dating now?
I think it goes back to that, like, let's use it to spark a connection, but let's not use it to, like, to build one or to continue one. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it allows you, my stance on dating apps and stuff like that is, it's essentially like, people think that it has created this new mindset in human beings of, like, very disposable, you know, it's almost like shopping off a menu, right?
Yes.
right. But I actually think that, I don't think it's created that in us. I think it has exposed it in us, because when you think about it, I mean, whether we like to admit it or not, like, you're going to see somebody out and immediately, like, you know, if you'd swipe right or left within 2 seconds, right? It's like, even if we don't like to admit that, but it's true, right? So it's like, all they're doing basically is capitalizing on human nature.
Right.
So it's like totally accelerating the dating process, where you're like, instead of going out, you know, a couple nights a week and meeting X amount of people, now you can do it within 30 seconds of swiping through them.
Right.
You know, so it's just taking all that we already do and smashing it into, you know, a 6-inch screen. Mm-hmm. And so I think it gives us the opportunity to connect with a lot more people than we normally would. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think people are relying on it too much is the problem.
Right. Well, you don't think that with that in that same realm, though, you don't think that maybe with that swipe left, swipe right, you know, in that aspect, it's making it so that people are just going, oh, I like the picture, and just going left, or, oh, I, you know, this person's really ugly, and just going like that. It's too easy to go, oh, I like them, and then they have such a horrible personality, or you're losing out on someone who's got a great personality because they're not a 20. So, you know,
right,
I'm just going to give them a 10.
Right. You're right. It totally is. I mean, it's very like, it's bringing everything right to the surface. And, you know, and I mean, some people don't even have a bio, you know, like, right, you'll swipe through and you're literally like, you know, they are making it impossible for you to judge on anything else besides their look, you know? So it's, and if they do, how many people read it? And it's like Bumble, your bio is 300 characters. It's like 2 tweets,
right,
you know,
right,
how much are you going to say about yourself? Right.
That's so very, I totally true, agree with you, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's now making it too easy. There's no catch, you know, and that was right, like, that was the fun.
Right, exactly. And that's what makes it, that's the whole point of like a building the relationship, right? Like, yes, it's fun and it's more, but it's also more fulfilling when it actually happens. Cause like you're, you know, you're taking your time, you're progressing, you're building something, you're building that foundation. Now right, it's like, boom, you're there. Mm-hmm. And you know, 3 dates later, you're in a relationship and people, right, people are confused why it's not working out. It's like, well, you didn't build any sort of foundation to hold you two together if something goes wrong.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then you learn things about people and you're like, well, oh, they changed. It's like, they didn't change. You found out who they really were.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, let's fast forward and in the mm-hmm. same aspect. Let's say, okay, so these people, we'll just call them these people for sake of whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. They did get into a relationship and they did meet off of an app and so on and so forth. I'm finding it increasingly from looking at my friends and looking at family members and that type of stuff. It either goes one or two ways. It either goes real, real, real bad or goes real, 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 real good. And I'm finding out that it goes real, real, real bad more than it does real, real, real good in any situation. And it's either caused by, you know, infidelity or money problems, or they find out that the personalities just don't match whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very true what you said. You do 3 dates in, they're in a relationship. They're good to go. Let's go, you know, moving into their house and building their little family. And the 4th date in, they're like, oh my God, you changed. You like are a completely different person. I don't even know who you are. Why are we together? So I guess mm-hmm. the question is, with that style of couple, is that healthy? Is that something, are we investing too much time in something and then not spending enough time to make sure it lasts in the long run?
I think that's a really good way to put it. I mean, I always use the analogy about like, if you have a house, right? And you have a, you know, a light bulb that goes out. I mean, you fix the light bulb. You don't just sell the house.
Right.
Because one thing, you know what I mean? But most people are just selling the house. And I think that, you know, you guys were talking about earlier, kind of the previous generations and how we couldn't just text or, you know, or DM somebody or whatever. So it almost made people build the relationship. And it was, and, you know, if you, I mean, there's all different, like, we could, you know, take days and talk about this. But I mean, it's like, you know, in our parents' or grandparents' generations, you don't have to go far back to find a generation where people relied on each other. Right. Like, I mean, my grandmother's generation, like, she wasn't even working. Right. So, like, if she, I mean, the whole idea was you get married, the man makes the money, and the woman raises the kids.
Right.
So, it's like, so we come from this, you know, kind of traditional path of dependency on each other almost. And then, you know, 60s, 70s up until today, it's like people don't need that. Women are making more money than men. You know, we don't need to be married anymore. Right. So, it's like, I think we're kind of figuring out, all right, well, now what the hell does that mean? You know, and like you said, it'd be between infidelity, like all those, but all those things are a choice. You know what I mean? Like nobody's just making the choice to commit, and because it's too easy to just give up and move on to the next person and swipe right again.
Right. But I think a lot of people, when you say commit, I think they want the word commit, but they don't want the, you know, locked down to one person.
Yeah, I think you're right. People want the idea of it, you know. It's like, I remember when I was in college, there were like memes floating around and it was something like, I always thought I wanted a career. It turns out I just want the paycheck. You know, and it's like,
that's a good one.
Right. And like some people are like, oh, I want the wedding, but I don't want like the marriage. So it's like, so that's the thing. I mean, I think you're right. And people like the idea of it, but when they find out how much work it takes and how much sacrifice it takes, they're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Right. It's so crazy.
But then they get back into that cycle again.
Yeah, because it's so crazy. People get in a relationship and, you know, they just have this one thing going. But for me, I feel like if you don't know, at least know the person's middle name or favorite color or anything like that, you really don't have a relationship.
Well, it's true. And that's I think that's part of the whole communication thing. You know, like it's easier for us to communicate through all these different avenues we have. But it also doesn't challenge us to like have real conversations. You know what I mean? I was actually thinking about this, even like unrelated, but earlier today I was thinking about it. You know, all everybody's posting online now is like some sort of funny meme or something, and they just put me or this is me, right? And like it's cute, like, oh, like, you know, so and so said this and me, and it's like a funny picture of like, you know, Kermit sipping his tea or something. And you're like, okay, that's cute, that's funny. But then I started to think to myself, I'm like, do people even know how to actually express themselves?
Right.
You know, or are they just using this like imagery and being like, oh, I can relate to that, like share, you know what I mean? And you're like, you're not actually, okay, well, but who are you? Like what, you know? So I think we're kind of like losing that.
That's a good example of today's society. We're losing our individuality in a sea of trying to keep up with the Kardashians or, you know, become a housewife or that type of situation. I think that we're fed to believe all this stuff, like, you know, you can be this, but you have to go this route or you have to, you know, get married to a transgender woman that didn't know she was transgender to be someone big. And I think we're losing our individualities and we're losing the inner us because we are not able to effectively communicate.
I also think that it's, you know, how we watch these shows or we watch a celebrity and we expect that we're supposed to have that exact same lifestyle. The celebrities today, a lot of them get in relationships. You find them one, you know, married one time, then divorced, then married and divorced.
And that's a really good, and that's like, you know, that goes back to the example of, before, if only one person maybe was working, like the relationship was a priority, you know what I mean? And I'm all about like equality. So I'm not saying we should go back to the time that like women didn't work, obviously, you know what I mean? But when you think about it, that was the focus, was like your marriage and your relationship and like whatever, you know. Now it's like everybody's on this individual path for themselves. And I think, Michael, that's interesting that you say that we're losing our individuality, which I agree with. But the ironic part is it's like, we're so focused on having it,
right?
Like everybody needs their personal brand, right? Everybody needs like whatever, but by pursuing that, you're just like molding in with everybody else.
Right. We're losing the we,
right.
At least in the relationship aspect, you're moving to a me instead of a we,
right.
We move together. Exactly. We go together. We grow together. And it's like you said, we are a me. I'm growing the way I want to grow and you better come with me, whether you like it or not.
You're right. And some people, and you know, and I think that's some people just don't grow, or they don't, or they go in different directions. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's natural, of course, you know, but it's one thing to do it just over time. And like, I'm sorry, this, we're just different people now. And it's one thing to just be like, I'm so focused on me that I can't even think about you anymore.
Right.
Wow.
You know?
So when do you think in a relationship, when it's, you know, it's going left, when do you think is the point to call it quits?
I mean, I think that's a good question. And I think it's tough to answer without like an individual, you know, situation, mm-hmm. to go off of. But I think it's like, if you feel like I always feel like a relationship should like inspire you and energize you and motivate you, you know, and like enhance your life and not complicate it. You know, I feel like if you're at the point where the person that you're with, like if you're cringing, if they text you, or like, you're like, mm-hmm. I'd really rather just kind of stay here by myself. Or, you know, mm-hmm. if you feel like you're being kind of drained more than you're being energized, mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty damn good sign to be like, this probably isn't right.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's like, once you start getting that image of that person in your mind and like associating them with something, you know, negative or just kind of a nuisance or whatever, that's how you're going to see them. And it's not, you're not gonna be able to come out of that and make it, you know, all sunshine and rainbows again.
Right. You know? Right. And I think that kind of goes back to the same thing, what you said, people are just at the point where they're just like, they either fix the light bulb or they sell the house. And people are just like, I'm selling the house, I don't want to deal with this.
Right.
I think
exactly.
A lot of people are dealing with that situation because no one has the time, and I hate to say that, but no one has the time to fix the light bulb. It's truly is easier just to sell the house, find another one, be done with it.
Right.
Wash your hands, go.
You're right. It's so simple just to do it, whether it's online stuff or Instagram or, mm-hmm. you know, however you're contacting people. It's like before it was, yeah, you would have to go out and meet people or be introduced through a friend or whatever. And then, you know, if you couldn't contact them every second of every day without mm-hmm. cell phones, it right. was like, you know, you had to either wait until you could get them on the phone or you mm-hmm. saw them in person or whatever. So, you know, you might've been communicating once or twice a week, and you know, now it's all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, it's a totally different method of like communicating with people, but it makes it so quick and easy and disposable that you're right. It's much easier just to be like, well, because it's like, you know, if you knew, okay, well, if this isn't going to work out, I'm going to have to start at square one, meet somebody else, go through all that over and over again. Mm-hmm. You're more likely to be like, maybe there's a way to fix this.
Right, right, yeah. right.
You know? And now you're like, well, it doesn't work. Next.
I like the word that you use, disposable. I feel like a lot of people take use that in the wrong way. You know, they feel like they get into a situation and it's one-sided. If you don't go my way, I could easily replace you. And right. I think social media has us like that, because like you said, it's like going to your phone, picking a menu, mm-hmm. you know, picking the next person. And it's right. crazy that we've gotten to that point where it's easy to replace a spouse.
Right. Right. Well, and it's, you know, I made a joke in a video about that once. It's like, regardless of what you want, it's like, you know, you want food, it's like you hop on, you know, Grubhub or E24 or whatever right. app you're using, right?
Right, right.
You want a car, you know, you hit Uber. Like, you know, you want to find a date, you hit like Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, whatever. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You're just switching app to app to app. Right. It's like car, food, person. All of a sudden, relationships are falling in the same category as everything else, that like some object, wow. you know? And we're used to being like, all right, well, my phone's a year old, I need a new one. My car, my lease is up in my car, I need a new one. And it's like, well, how can I trade in my, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend for the next, right? The next model or whatever. Literally, the next model, you know?
And that's very prevalent in LA. And, well, I don't know about New York, but
New
LA,
York
very
is prevalent. Too. New York
Orange
it
County,
is too.
Orange County, New York, or Orange County, LA, it's very prevalent. It's, you know, my girlfriend's 5 years old, my boyfriend's, you know, especially in the gay community, you move 2 or 3 years in any direction and they're like, nope, new one, let's go next one. And I know that's the same way in the boyfriend girlfriend world as well, that it's like, you know, there's a newer model out there and I'm going to find it.
Well, listen, I mean, even, you know, I mean, as a straight male, I've been to the Abbey, my uncle lives in West Hollywood, and I go through there and I'm like, all these dudes are super good looking. They're all really in shape. And you've got a million of them in one place at the same time, right. and you want somebody to pick one.
Right.
And it goes for men and women, obviously. It's like, and here, like you're saying, in LA especially, everybody's beautiful. So mm-hmm. it's like, what's going to set you apart and what's going to make, you know what I mean? So it's like, but I think it goes back to that. Like, yes, okay, great. You can go through West Hollywood and everybody's good looking, everybody's in shape, right?
Thank you,
it
Dr. Doesn't Bro. Mean,
right, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. But it doesn't mean they're going to be a good boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse.
Right.
Right. So right. it's like, I think we're just focusing so much on the image and like, who's going to look best in my Instagram photo?
Wow. Yeah, that's exactly.
That's exactly true. Yeah. And I think that with that mentality as well, I'll pose a question in an interesting way for you. I think that people that still kind of hold on to the past of, you know, I like this person because of their personality rather than their looks and whatnot. It's difficult to approach people that are on that standard of, you know, I'm hot. I know I'm hot. You know, however you got to be hot is on you, but yeah, I know I'm hot. They put up a wall around them and they are very untouchable, at least for me. I'm not an ugly person, but I find it difficult to approach people that have that wall up because I can feel that wall and it's there. So
right.
I guess the question is how do you go about doing that? How do you even step foot in that realm? Because I think the rejection fear is there and that's what it stems from. But, you know, Dr. DeBro right. didn't help me yet. So,
well, you know, that, and that's it's a really, really good question and a really interesting question. And I think that, you know, this is where you can like, it's just like a tool, like anything else can be used for good or evil. Right. So like I find with social media, for me, it opens a lot of doors that wouldn't have been open before. So it's like, I think the reason why people have their walls up is that they're constantly getting bombarded with like, it's like the old, you know, cliche of like guys yelling out the car window to women yeah. on the street. You know what I mean? That has been now upgraded to like these ridiculous comments on social media to the point where people are just like, don't even talk to me because I know what's coming.
Right.
So I think that the thing that most people aren't doing is thinking to themselves, like, how can I put myself across in a way that's attractive to other people? Not mm-hmm. even just physically, but like, how can I be the person that they want to be with?
Right.
And I feel like approaching people, like, I feel like it's more about fishing than it is hunting. Right. So it's like putting the bait out there and letting them kind of come to you. Uh-huh. And I think if you kind of take a roundabout way, that's just, you know, it's not focused on somebody's looks. It's not focused on like getting to the end goal immediately. Right. I think people's guards will kind of come down. And I think that if you can sort of, you know, create yourself in a way that people, they want to be with you, because the problem is like, they're probably just as lonely as anybody else because they keep shutting people out.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So it's like, if you can come across as being different or more depth or more substance or whatever, uh-huh. I really do believe that people are missing that and people want it and they're going to gravitate towards it.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but I think people are, again, they're just losing that connection with somebody and they want it back.
Right.
So, you know, my whole thing is really just like creating yourself into the person that type of person would be attracted to.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It did. Yeah. Because it was like a 15 part question. So
yeah, I get on kind of tirades. I'm sorry. But that's my thoughts. And like, that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why, like, I've, you know, and I think if people kind of, they can sort of let their guard down a little bit and all of a sudden, like, you're, you know, you're going back and forth on social media and it's like, hey, I'm going to be over here tonight. You want to, you know, grab coffee, grab a drink or whatever. And like now all of a sudden it's not weird. You know, I just, you know what I mean? There's a connection that's being built there over time kind of, and it takes more patience obviously. And it takes a little bit more of, you know, a longer term approach, but that's exactly what we're saying is missing in the first place. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
This may be a hard question because a lot of people have views about this. Do you think true love still exists?
Good question.
I think it
does, because I think it's within us. So it's like to say that it doesn't exist anymore would basically be to say, like, have we, you know, evolved past it? Are we not human anymore? You know what I mean? I think it's always there. It's just people aren't cultivating it. You know, people aren't choosing it. Because I was out with a girl last week and she was talking about how she feels like, you know, love is something that you choose. You know, you choose to love somebody. You choose. It's about the actions. It's a verb. You know, it's not just something that shows up. You don't fall into love. You build it. So I think it exists if you have two people that want it to exist and are willing to put in the work to create it and also maintain it.
Oh, cool. That was a good
yeah,
one.
I get it right every now and then. So.
I guess we've touched base on this already. In the situation of being in a relationship, in the, you know, fixing the light bulb or selling the house, what steps would you suggest that a couple take to fix the light bulb rather than sell the house. Because I'm a firm believer of not selling the house. I would fix the light bulb until the fluorescent bulb just didn't work anymore. Let's fix. But
right.
In the realm of everybody just selling houses, you know, we have to eventually get back to that place where we want to fix the light bulb. We have to do stuff to fix that light bulb, because eventually you'll just be 50 years old and have nobody and no house to live in. So,
right, exactly. And I think that's what's happening. And, you know, a lot of our, you know, the generations like our generation who's facing these problems isn't quite there yet. You know what I mean? Like the 50-year-old generation is still our parents who didn't have all these concerns. Like they had their own problems, sure, but you know, we don't even know what this whole mess is going to look like when, you know, our generation is 50, because it's a brand new thing.
Right.
But it's like, I think that, you know, part of it is fixing the light bulb. Part of it is preventing it from breaking in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes through authenticity is such a lost like concept on people. And I think that, you know, if we can really just be open and honest about who we are in the beginning and what we need out of a relationship, what we want out of a relationship, then that's going to help the light bulb not even break in the first place. Because, you know, you can kind of like go along the path and like put out these little tiny fires or whatever, you know, with like your disagreements, or your discussions or whatnot before it even gets to that point.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I think that like it's a two-part answer. And like in one vein, it's, you know, be open and honest with each other from the beginning so you don't even have to fix the light bulb.
Yeah.
And two, if you haven't been, like, I've always been a believer that just like, it sounds stupid and cliche, but like, talk it out. Like, it out. Like, what is the problem? Like, sit down and be like, you need to be open with me and tell me what's bothering you. Because if you don't, I'm not going to know how to fix it or how to change or whatever, you know?
Right.
So I really think everything just comes down to like people just putting the friggin' phone down and talking and having a conversation, you know, and explaining like what is bugging them and why.
Detach yourself.
Yeah. And just sit there with somebody. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so I think that, you know, I think it comes down to A, like I said, you know, building the relationship in the right way in the first place. So you get used to being open, you get used to being honest, and if something bugs you, you bring it up. So it doesn't like, you know, it doesn't sit there and just bug you for months or whatever until it just blows up in your face.
Right. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people just sit there and let it build up and keep building. And then they get to the point where they just want to throw in a towel with everything.
Right. And because they didn't want to make waves, or they didn't want to like, you know, maybe this person isn't going to like me anymore, or there's no, you know, well, why we can't disagree on anything. You know what I mean? They have this like image of it's all gotta be, it's either like a nightmare and it's an argument all the time, or like it's this fairy tale that isn't real because they're actually not being honest and they're not being themselves. And that's just going to blow up in your face because you're building it off of an illusion.
Right.
So what do you think about someone that is in a relationship? One person wants to fix it, but the other one, you know, they're not with the fixing at all. They just want to be done with it. And the other one that wants to fix it is kind of like holding the other person back and living in denial, saying that it'll get better, it'll get to that point. What kind of tips would you offer them?
I think that the biggest thing is that people have to understand that it does more damage to hold on to somebody that doesn't want to be with you than it does to just understand like the reality of it and say, listen, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going against what I say about fixing it. I'm not saying just let it go and give it up. But, you know, Michael, like you were saying, like you want to fix the light bulb until it just doesn't work anymore. You know what I mean? Like if it's just not working, it there's no sense in fighting for somebody to like stay with you if they don't want to be there.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I think it's part of the acceptance of, listen, like this is the reality of the situation. It's not working out. And, you know, it's, you know, I've gotten to the point in all this where like, I don't sugarcoat things anymore. You know, I used to really try to do that, but it's like, if somebody's looking for my advice at this point or, you know, whatever, I'm like, listen, like this is going to suck and it's going to like hurt and you're going to go through it in the way you have to go through it, but you're going to have to go through it. Like it's the reality. You know what I mean? If somebody is just done with a relationship, you're going to do more damage to yourself trying to hold on to them and trying to, you know, recreate something that they're not into, you know? And to do that, it's going to be like, you're just going to keep making yourself feel worse and worse and worse because it's not going to work. And then you're going to get more discouraged and then you're going to try harder and it's not going to work and so on and so forth.
Wow. That's well put.
I'm just going off whatever pops into my head, you know.
He's like, I'm full of wisdom today. I had a good night last night, and I'm full of wisdom today.
I didn't know how I was going to handle it today. I was like, I'm so tired, but now I feel great. So it's
good. He's got my coffee IV attached, and I'm good.
Yeah, you can't see it, but it's coming straight caffeine, just right into the story of my life.
Well, I know that if we could just put a phone line out there to everybody, everybody would be asking the same questions, and I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got questions about dating and their personal lives and getting to know people and what's the good time frame to date somebody and what's not a good time to date somebody. It's like a question. It's funny because I was just looking through online, and one of the questions that just stood out to me right now is what's an appropriate time of healing? It's like, these are all really good questions. And so it's like, we might have to bring you back.
Yeah. Your videos on YouTube also help.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that was in partnership with a friend of mine in Boston who's got a really good brand around kind of a similar concept. And they've done great. And they're, you know, I think they're over like almost probably a million views all if you put them all together.
Nice.
So like that's, you know, that's a really good, I'll probably be doing more stuff like that, you know, now that I'm out in LA and everything.
Where can people find you?
Good question. So newschoolromance.com actually right now leads to my website. It will soon lead to the show. So that it kind of everything is on a hub there. And then at James M. Sama, S-A-M-A is everything. My Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, everything's at JamesMSama.com. You name it. That's where they can find me and reach out, and you know, I do my best to follow back or to talk to people or whatever. So definitely get in touch for sure.
Well, it was really, really great having you on the show today, and we will definitely be in touch to bring you back.
That's awesome. Yeah, I enjoy this. You guys are great, and we'll be spreading this around. And when you're in LA, let me know, and we'll do something.
Make sure you guys keep leaving the love and reviews because that helps us grow and get better. Make sure you guys also follow us on all of our social media. Mine's is Adonis Official. Michael, what's yours?
Michael Matt, you know me. Hey, hey.
Make sure you guys subscribe on the Apple Podcast app, which you can download straight from the App Store by searching Apple Podcast app. So until next time, guys, we appreciate all the love and hanging out with us. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.